Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I feel like if we asked our friend Michael Duarte the question of what do you not leave home without, his answer might be Mello. If you missed our hump show last week, Mello, his wolf spitz, his 10-year-old wolf spitz, no, not a wolf, it's a dog breed, a little bit like a Keyshound. She was here with us, sitting in a chair between Michael and I the entire show, and I fell in love. I can understand why he takes her with him everywhere. And she's a certified support dog, one that can travel with him, and she's amazing. She loved the treats I brought. I did not tell my sister-in-law that I brought a bunch of her homemade ube cookies in and fed them to Mello. If you've missed the photos, they're up on both my Twix, A-Law Radio, as well as our Facebook page. I know you all were captivated by her sweet face and her eyes. I took a selfie with Mello that might be one of my favorite photos of the entire year since I officially got married in 23. I can say that. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Boy, does it make me miss Penny when I hang out with other dogs or when I hang out with friends that have dogs like Mello, who's 10 and has been with Michael for an entire decade. And then I saw this post on social, and I know many of you are familiar with Kirk Herbstreit, big college football fans. You know him from College Game Day, but he also is one half of the announcing team that calls the big game of the week every Saturday night, usually on ABC/ESPN. And I know Kirk from my time at my previous network, but he's a megastar. You may have seen this year everywhere, almost everywhere he's been, he's had his golden retriever Ben with him, and Ben gets credentials and Ben goes to hotels and Ben rides on the bus, and Ben has become a superstar in his own right. And someone recently asked Kirk, well, was razzing Kirk on Twix and said something along the lines of, why do you have to take your dog with you everywhere? And Kirk wrote back, gracefully, graciously, he's going through chemotherapy for cancer, and so I want to have every last second I can with him, and also I'm trying to take care of him. But the last couple of weeks, he'd not been on the set and had not been with Kirk. And so I saw this post just a few hours ago and wanted to share it with you because, again, if you're a big college football fan, you watch Game Day or you watch the Game of the Week, or maybe you just follow Kirk. He talks about Ben a lot. And he said, I've had so many people asking me about Ben. I wanted to let you know Ben had a second chemo injection October 23rd. From that day, he's been getting worse and worse. He's lost use of his back legs, almost like they're paralyzed. He can barely walk. He hasn't eaten in 3 days. Oh, it breaks my heart. I'm currently in Pennsylvania with a holistic doctor who is administering a 3-day vitamin C IV, hoping it will flush the toxins from his body and give him a chance. The next couple days will tell us if he has a chance or not. Kirk goes on to say, I'm really thankful for all the love so many people have shown him the last couple years. One of the hardest things I've gone through in my life. And he says, if you're a spiritual person, I'd love for you to pray for my boy. So I told him, as did thousands of other people, told him that, you know, our house would be praying for Ben. And this is certainly the case. I don't just say that when I tell a friend or tell someone I'll be praying for them. I do it. I have another friend whose cat is going through some type of an autoimmune thing, and his red blood count is way down, or white blood cell count is way down. And so I've been praying for him. He's named after Dirk Nowitzki, by the way. It's a Dallas friend. So yeah, it's really hard to go through this with a pet, especially when you can't explain to them. They don't understand necessarily. And having gone through Penny's cancer around, well, it was about a year ago that it started to get bad again, and having to ultimately make the decision to say goodbye to her because the cancer was making her life hell. It's so hard. It's so hard to look them in the eyes. It's so hard to say that final goodbye. So I'm praying that Ben can pull through and Kirk and his family don't have to go through that. I just know that many of you are familiar with him, and I wanted to pass that along. So yeah, sweet golden retriever. Just follow, doesn't even need a leash. You love those dogs. They just follow their people everywhere. Penny was half golden, half Australian shepherd, and she was like that. She would have followed me to the ends of the earth. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Glad to have you with us halfway through our show. And it is election day already for most of the country, not all of the country, but we've got most of you who are thinking about it. I know it's a significant day in our nation's history, regardless of which way the election goes for president. And of course, then there are congressional and Senate, gubernatorial and Senate elections, as well as different ballot questions. And the polls open in just 3 hours, actually, maybe even at 6 a.m. on the East Coast and Eastern time zone. But did you see that nearly 82 million people have already cast their votes, which is incredible. They're blowing this early voting number out of the water across the country, which is phenomenal. I'm taking off tomorrow night, Tuesday night, because I want to be able to sit and watch the election. I'm mesmerized by the maps, right, and the election coverage. I've been doing this since I was actually even too young to vote. And then when I started voting, it became ever more intriguing to me. I'm fascinated by it and how they call races and how they got reporters all over the place. And so I usually take off election night, and it'll be fun to watch with my husband on Tuesday night. So I hope you all will go out and vote. Proof that I voted is in our latest YouTube video. Producer Pete, when did you vote? Did you get your sticker?
I voted Saturday.
Gotcha. Did you get your sticker?
No.
Oh, okay.
They ran out of stickers.
Oh, that's good news, actually. That means a lot of people are voting.
That's right.
I love to hear that. So Pete lives officially in the state of New York. I live in New Jersey, so we are two different directions from New York City, and voting early, both of us. And apparently, and I've heard this from a lot of people, there are a lot of Americans who are choosing to vote early, though they've never done it before. I'd never voted early. I never even considered voting early. In fact, I didn't even know it was a thing unless you had a mail-in ballot. And yet that's what's happened in a lot of places around the country. And I wonder if it's because people are worried about the results getting tabulated on time or properly, type of thing. You hear some of that. So I don't, whatever the reason is, there are millions and millions, 81 plus million people who've already cast their ballots.
Yeah, I wasn't going to do it until I was at the park with the kids, and it's a polling station. So the line was short. I was like, all right, maybe I'll try it. And I did. I got on it. 10 minutes later, I'm done.
Nice. Well, it took me an hour and a half, but I didn't have any issues. We actually enjoyed standing in line, just being part of the process. We were at a local library, not in our town, but a different library in our county, and there was a line out the door. It took us 90 minutes to get in to vote, but it was great. I mean, I take pride in that. It's one of the things that I think as Americans we should not take for granted, because there are many countries around the world where they don't have the same democratic process, and people may cast their ballot, but you already know who's going to win in certain countries where, again, it's not a democracy. And I've been in some of those countries. I know many of you have too, Cuba being one of those places. They don't get to pick their president. Their president is handpicked by the previous president. They just make it look like it's a democratic process, but that's communism. And so I'm proud of the fact that we get to vote, and I believe in the process, and I hope that you do as well. So happy election day to you. Also, happy Tuesday, end of week number 9. We've got our candidates for TD of the week up in a poll at Amy After Hours. And then just a goofy question, because it's kind of fun to think about what you must grab before you leave the house every day. And we're giving you keys, wallet, and phone, because almost all of us have to take those.
I have a question off of that. Mm-hmm. Of the keys, wallet, and phone, which one do you have to take, ranking them?
Oh, well, I don't have a wallet. A lot of times I will just grab if it's my license or my debit card. Sometimes I don't at all. I'll leave my wallet at home, but I rarely go anywhere without my phone, and obviously can't go without my keys. So yeah, and I'm notorious for locking keys in the car. So I have to be, or locking them in the house and walking out. So after years of doing that, I am pretty careful with my keys. They're right by the door. Although it doesn't mean I won't walk out without them.
I have to plant a key somewhere. Just in case.
Oh, yeah, I have two hidden outside. One for my friend who comes and takes care of the cat. I just leave it outside for her, but I have another one that's hidden in the backyard. I don't even think I've told my husband where it is. It's just, it's an emergency because, yep, I've done it. I did it when I first moved in.
The worst part is when you plant the keys and you don't remember where you put them.
Yeah, I have to overturn a few things before I can figure out. They're back in a garden, and so they're well hidden. Yeah, so what's the answer? We're getting some funny responses on our Facebook page, as always. G on Twitter goes with pocket knife. I actually think that my grandfather was the same way. My brother might be that way, too, because he was taught by my grandfather to always have that available. So there's a lot of responses coming in on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Reggie goes with my 30-ounce Yeti. I'm assuming that's for water, though that would be great for coffee as well.
Or other stuff, too.
Yeah, let's not go with 30 ounces of that when you're leaving and walking around. Sandy, my ice water cup with a straw. Absolutely. So I drink iced coffee, and I always drink it out of a straw. It's supposed to be better for your teeth that way. Let's see. Another one goes with a lighter. All right. I would like you to leave your lighter at home and snap that addiction if that's why you need your lighter. Let's hope you're not lighting things on fire. Wayne says water. Wow, lots of you. John goes with bottled water because my mouth is always dry. Brian says his inhaler. Oh, yes, please make sure you take that with you. I know my husband has to do that, too, when we're doing mountain climbing or hiking. Robert's answer is a smile. All right, Mr. Goody Two Shoes. Better than the rest of us. Okay. Sometimes I go without mine because I'm cranky. Let's see. John says prayer. I like that. Jamie goes with my pocket knife as well. Zach's response is my emotional baggage.
A big case sometimes.
That's what I mean. People crack me up with their answers. Let's see. Kelly goes with Tylenol. I wind up needing it a lot more these days. I hope that's a joke. Jean says debit card because I don't carry cash. Dark sunglasses and reading glasses too. Let's see. Edward says my flashlight. And actually now with more dark hours than light, you definitely need to take that. If you're out of the house, say after 4:30 in the afternoon. Ben, my sarcasm. It's a blessing from the Lord. Well, sarcasm is my love language. I like that one. Jim, my Swiss Army knife. Let's see. Kevin, oh gosh. Kevin says a bear's pocket schedule. All right. I don't even know who my favorite team is playing until like 3 days before the game starts. Craig says my glasses. It really stinks getting old. Randy goes with a cell phone charger. Yes. How true is that these days? If you're going to take your phone without your charger and you happen to be on the last legs of your phone, that's something that you won't get far without. Let's see. Josh says a handkerchief. David, I feel uncomfortable if my left front pocket doesn't have two ballpoint pens in it. Wow. Okay.
Pens.
That's right. Not one, but two pens. I like it. And then Bob says my pocket knife. So those are some of the answers that are on our Facebook page. Now, I don't always look at comments after, a really popular post. I generally don't need to see what everyone else is writing, but some of the responses to the original question are really funny. Well, maybe not this one. One guy writes with anxiety and grief. I hope he's joking, but that's what he doesn't leave home without. Let's see. Yeah. Pierre says an air of mystery. Okay.
Inspector Gadget?
Oh, no. Let's see. Another one is lipstick. Another one, lip gloss. Kia says my dignity. I sometimes leave home without that. Let's see. Dylan, love and compassion. The same thing we all carry. Again, Mr. Goody Two Shoes. All right. Let's see. This one is pocket knife and a 4-inch adjustable wrench, just in case. Let's see. Another one is pepper spray, SMH. I guess it depends on where you live. I'll just be perfectly honest. I don't take it with me everywhere, but I have it in my bag. When you have to walk around, in our case, New York City, sometimes in not parked right in front of the door to our building, and I have to walk around, I have it. I have it with me when I need to be out at night. Let's see. This must be a lady. Well, I guess I shouldn't assume, but a yarn and a crochet hook. Another one, earplugs. Why? Maybe it depends on where you work. Joey says my awareness. All right. And then here's another one that's got a whole list. Lip balm, pocket knife, firearm, spare magazine. Okay. I'm going to guess that's a person in a Second Amendment state. Let's see. Another one, a good old-fashioned notepad and pen for lyrics on the go. Stefan says a pencil. Another girl, this is a girl, Erica, a monster keychain of pepper spray. Wowzers, that would not be an answer that I would have thought of initially. Let's see. Oh, here's another one. A mobile router. I carry it as a necklace so that everywhere I want, I can access the internet. Oh, dear. That sounds like an obsession as well. And here's one. Fran, my soul. Yes, in fact, you do take your soul with you everywhere. Please make me roll my eyes. All right, let's see. One. Let's see if I can find one more. That's funny. Earbuds in a water bottle. Patty, I never go anywhere without my camera. let's see. Oh, lots of people writing in with their weapons. Again, I guess it depends on where you live. Some states don't allow that, but yeah, it depends on where you live. Another person says gas. I'm assuming that means gasoline, not the other kind of gas. My mojo. Common sense. Nice. Oxygen. All right. Some of you are just being cheesy and dumb. But again, those are not the ones responded to my post, but the original post. So you can find it at ALOL Radio and then also on our Facebook page. It is kind of fun to peek into your soul a little bit and know what you will not leave home without. Speaking of soul, have the Cowboys lost theirs? Jerry Jones, he's going to appear on our Dallas affiliate on Tuesday. He always does with Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. I'll miss that. But Mike McCarthy was talking about the injury to his starting quarterback on Monday. Cooper Rush to the rescue for the Dallas Cowboys. We've got some other updates as well, like Micah Parsons and CeeDee Lamb. I know people get mad if I talk too much Cowboys, and people get mad if I don't talk enough Cowboys. Whatevs. Can't please you all. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Here is Aubrey to the football. He will kick it to the left side, and Atlanta has recovered it. He almost kicked it back. He started from his left to right and then kicked it back left, trying to get the ball to spin the 10 yards on the ground. And Dallas was going to gather around it, and Kyle Pitts laid all over it to recover it for the Falcons. That's well done, really, by Atlanta.
Hits, misses, and messes. Time to talk football after hours with Amy Lawrence.
Oh, we've had some messes. In fact, we've already got two head coaching jobs that will be available in the offseason. Jeff Ulbrich is currently running the New York Jets, but they're going to be looking for a higher profile coach. Sorry, Jeff. And in New Orleans with the Saints, Dennis Allen, the latest to get the axe. And there are no doubts that we'll have a handful of others. Now, last year, in fact, the previous couple of years, we've had roughly a quarter of the NFL head coaching jobs turn over. And that means you've also got their entire staffs that turn over as well. So we're talking about dozens and dozens of coaches, not just the head man. A lot of people calling for Mike McCarthy's job in Dallas. We know that Jerry Jones will not hear of making that change right now. He says he still believes that everyone in the building collectively can, in fact, turn this ship around. But the Cowboys have fallen to 3-5 after falling to the Falcons on Sunday. You hear the final call there, the final stop for Atlanta on the radio network with Wes Durham. So these are two teams going in opposite directions. But to add injury to insult, not only have the Cowboys just been awful on defense specifically, but their offense hasn't been that great either. And now Dak is injured and is likely to miss multiple weeks with a hamstring that he tweaked on Sunday. So it was end of the third. It was a throwing attempt and Cooper Rush had to step in for him. So all that Mike McCarthy would say on Monday is that they're prepared to play without him Sunday against the Eagles. All right, so that's a tough road to hoe because the Eagles have won, I think it's three games in a row, and they're playing some of their best football of the year. Remember, they were without A.J. Brown. They were without Devontae Smith when the season started, and they had to play without them for a bit. They're also working in new coordinators. They appear to have settled in now, and they found their identity. This is a tough matchup for the Cowboys anyway, especially now without Dak Prescott. He apparently is getting a second opinion, and once they decide how severe the hamstring injury, they might put him on IR. That's not where he is now, but if they do, he'd be out until early December. Again, they're at 3-5. Maybe it doesn't matter because they really don't think they can turn things around, but there still is half the season to go. So what changes, Mike McCarthy, with Cooper Rush stepping in?
It really doesn't change anything for us. And even speaking with Dak earlier, I mean, this is about the quarterback room. I mean, we've always invested all the time and energy into the quarterback, you know, Dak, that has the football. So now it's Cooper's turn, and Dak will be part of that process. And you know, we'll rally around him and make sure that we do everything we can and make sure he's prepared, and we'll just keep going about it the way we've gone about it.
Certainly Cooper has some experience, and if you remember, he's had a couple of starts, big starts, in which it's kind of an emotional thing. And so he's not completely devoid of any of those things. It's just that he's not got the same athletic ability or the same ability to connect with the receiver. Certainly doesn't have the same rhythm just because he's not out there a lot and doesn't get the same number of reps and of snaps. Last year played in four games. Last year played in seven games. I take that back. And he was 18 of 24 passing. So that should tell you he wasn't out there a whole lot. He passed for 144 yards and had a touchdown. He had an interception. The year before in 22 was when he needed to spell Dak a bunch. Five touchdowns, three picks, got sacked seven times for his trouble. His completion rate was 58%. He was over 1,000 yards passing, and that was in nine games. How quickly can he get up to speed? And looking at their schedule ahead, it's tough regardless of who the quarterback is, whether it's Dak or whether it's Cooper, but at least they know him. They're familiar with Cooper Rush.
Cooper Rush is as respected as a backup quarterback that I would say since Rich Gannon. He carries that type of credibility. You know, he's a great teammate. He's someone that, you know, you can see the young guys lean on. Wicked smart, you know, instinctive, does a great job on it, you know, when he runs a scout team. So, I mean, he just does everything the right way.
Did you hear him say wicked smart? Anybody out there in New Hampshire listening right now, New Hampshire, my home state, the Granite State, live free or die, baby, let's go. Already voting in Dixville Notch because it's a tradition. Wicked smart. I grew up saying wicked smart, wicked dumb, wicked cool,
wicked smart,
wicked this, wicked that. Oh my gosh, that was our adjective. It was our word that we used before everything.
Wicked smart.
Wicked fast, wicked slow, wicked everything. And I grew out of it eventually just because I had to, but that was the word. I had no idea anybody else said that.
You can see the young guys lean on. Wicked smart.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Wow, that's fantastic. So anybody in New Hampshire who's listening, let me know how many years you said wicked when you when you were growing up in New Hampshire. That's amazing. At A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, and their phone number 855-212-4227. This does mean that they have to elevate Trey Lance as well, who you often see on the sidelines with the headset on.
Another excellent, excellent teammate. He's a big part of our quarterback room, the way we function. They all have responsibilities throughout the week for game planning, presentations. Trey does an exceptional job, you know, in that area, you know, especially with signals and things like that. So, you know, he's ready to go to be in that two spot. But, yeah, like I said, we trust this quarterback room.
You don't really have a choice at this point. It's kind of rough. I hope that Dak doesn't have to go on IR. It would just make this situation so much worse. But I get the feeling there are some Cowboys fans, some members of Cowboys Nation who are ready just to say, who cares? Let's make some changes. Although a lot of people put it at the feet of Jerry Jones, too. And I sort of get that. I do get that this year because they didn't make any moves to improve their team. And so when the injuries happened, they were pretty vulnerable. They had more defections than they did incoming pieces that could make a difference. The issue is you've just paid Dak. You just paid CD, who, by the way, has a sprained AC joint. He got injured second half against Atlanta. And this is a guy who's extremely durable. He's only ever missed one game because of injury. They are optimistic that he will play against the Eagles, but he will have to play with pain, so it's not something that would be completely healed. I was psyched to hear that Micah Parsons should be back, so he's missed the last four games with a high ankle sprain. It sucks because he's such a major piece of what they do, but no one's going to feel sorry for the Cowboys, just like no one feels sorry for any team that's suffering serious injuries. The Lions are without Aiden Hutchinson. They've had to work through these issues without him. Their pass rush has been different. And how about the Niners? The Niners are currently sitting at 500. They're coming off their bye week, and finally, Christian McCaffrey is back at practice and is expected to play in week number 10.
Such an amazing feeling to see that 2-3 out there doing his extensive warm-up and, you know, a million high knees he does before practice. It was great seeing it.
Trent Williams talking about the million high knees that CMC does before he gets to his actual practice reps and drills. So he was on the field. He warmed up with teammates. Really, the media is only allowed to see the first couple of minutes of any of these practices on particular days, but you don't have access to the entire practice. So sometimes it can be for show. Sometimes it's just to get that news out there. But a couple of the reporters were saying that he looked fresh. Yeah, I could imagine. He's not played in really and done a whole lot at all in the first half of the season because of the Achilles tendonitis. You can't do much. There's nothing you can do to heal tendonitis. It just takes time. It's rest. For those of you who ever played basketball, I played with I don't know how many teammates who had tendonitis in their feet or their shins or their ankle. And there's nothing you can do except for rest. The more you try to press, the more you get stressed about it and you maybe think you can work through it. You can walk it off. It just makes it worse. And so that's tough. I'm sure he's been itching to get out there on the field. But yeah, they've managed without him. Jordan Mason's been good. He's got a bunch of 100-yard games. And how about Garendo? Is it Isaac? Isaac Garendo? He's the rookie. Isaiah Garendo? No, Isaac. Isaac Garendo. That's going to bother me. Isaiah Pacheco, Isaac Garendo, rookie. And he's also picked up some major carries and had some big roles for the Niners. It's just not the same because of McCaffrey's versatility. Always go with your first answer. So yes, Christian does make the offense so much better.
Really could probably put him in any offense. It's going to make him better. So, you know, obviously our offense is kind of tailor-made to him and some of his strengths. So definitely going to be a tremendous lift for us.
Again, that's Trent Williams just talking about the fact that he'd make any offense better. And that's true. Remember, he got traded from the Panthers to the Niners. And when he did, they instantly took a major step forward. You can believe what you want about Brock Purdy, whether or not he's an elite quarterback, a game manager, who cares? Fact is, one of the reasons he succeeded when he stepped in with almost no reps Remember, he was Mr. Irrelevant. He was, not anymore. He was the last guy drafted, which meant he got no reps. No reps. But they needed him to step in so quickly because of injuries to their quarterback room. And he was able to do it in large part because he stuck to the plan and he relied on the veterans around him. And they raved about him because of that. They raved about him because he was willing to fulfill a role in the offense that allowed him to rely on the peeps around him. So I think that Brock's terrific, but yeah, Christian McCaffrey makes every offense better. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Oh, I just got a tweet from Maine. This makes me happy. Coming from Maine, I still use wicked. wasn't until my time in the military that I learned it was a term used only local to this area of the country. Yeah, I've never heard it outside of New England, which is why Mike McCarthy, that totally grabs me.
Wicked smart.
Maybe he knows someone from New England. Maybe, I'm trying to think. His wife is a local to Green Bay. I know that just because of the time I've spent in Wisconsin. Where is Mike McCarthy from?
I'll go back and check.
Mike McCarthy, I'm looking it up. Let's see. Did you know he's 60? About to turn 61, actually, next week. So let's not fire him on his birthday. He is from...
Happy birthday, Mike.
Past teams. Oh, he's born in Pittsburgh. That makes sense. I don't know how long he lived there, but yeah, he was born in Pittsburgh. Good for you, Wicked Smart. Or as, again, in New Hampshire, they would add their own little flair to it. Wicked Smart.
Wicked Smart.
Wicked Smart. I actually never talked like that when I grew up in New England, but I did use the wicked a ton. People often ask me, how can you be from New England without the accent? Well, I'm not really sure. Who knows? Maybe because I realized early on that if I wanted to be on the radio, which was my goal from the time I was 16, that I had to clean it up a little bit, get rid of the wicked. There were other words in my vernacular that it's really good thing I got rid of because they just wouldn't fly anymore. let's see. We want you to vote for our TD of the week. You can do that at A-Law Radio or also on our Facebook page. And what is the one item you grab every time you leave the house? What do you carry with you every day? We're giving you keys, wallet, phone, because those things are necessities. I'm going with snacks, baby. It's a true thing. Ask anyone who knows me. I've always got to have snacks or I've always got to have my iced coffee if I've just woken up. We're going to get to a little more of the football, of course. The Chiefs remain perfect. They move to 8-0 after an overtime win in the rain against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. If you missed it, we'll get back to that at the top of the hour. And also, I meant to do this last hour, but it's important that I get to it. A new coach in Indianapolis. What? Here's our latest sports update. And here's Marco Belletti.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
And this report is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with Life electronic device and pet health insurance. Nail-biter Monday Night Football. The Chiefs, though, able to respond as they usually do.
Mahomes under center, gets the snap, spins, Hunt got the block, running over the right guard. Touchdown, Chiefs! They win it in overtime, 30-24. And they go to 8-0.
Kareem Hunt from 2 yards out as the Chiefs outlast the Bucs 30-24 in overtime. Kevin Harlan to call Westwood one. Patrick Mahomes, 291 yards passing, 3 scores, 2 to DeAndre Hopkins, who had 86 yards receiving. Travis Kelce, 14 catches for 100 yards. Now, Tampa scored with 27 seconds remaining, but elected to tie the game with the extra point instead of trying for 2 in a possible victory.
We wanted to get it to overtime with the wet conditions on the field. We felt like we had to go in overtime instead of go for 2. So we had our shots, you know, we lost the game.
Head coach Todd Bowles is Tampa now 4-5, Chiefs 8-0. Cowboys expected to be without Dak Prescott for several weeks with a hamstring injury. He's already been ruled out for Sunday against the Eagles as Cooper Rush gets the start. Saints fired head coach Dennis Allen after their losing streak reached 7. Darren Rizzi takes over on an interim basis. NBA, the Cavs clipped the Bucks 116-114 beyond 39 from Darius Garland. Pistons too much for the Lakers, 115-103. Anthony Davis left this one in the fourth with a foot injury. Celtics roll the Hawks, 123-93. Jazz outscored the Bulls, 135-126. Rockets down the Knicks, 109-97. Blazers overwhelmed the Pelicans, 118-100. Suns able to escape the Sixers, 118-116, behind 35 from Kevin Durant. Clippers finished off the Spurs, 113-104. Pacers outscored the Mavericks, 134-127. Nuggets clipped the Raptors 121-119 behind a triple-double from Nikola Jokic. T-Wolves dismissed the Hornets 114-93. Thunder hammered the Magic 102-86. Warriors 125, Wizards 112, and the Nets edged the Grizzlies 106-104. College hoops season has begun. Top-ranked Kansas dominated Howard 87-57. Alabama pounded UNC Asheville 110-54. Houston rocked Jackson State 97-40. Iowa State smothered Mississippi Valley State 83-44. And Gonzaga rolled Baylor 101-63. I'm Marco Belletti.
Hey, like us on Facebook. Our handle is INF Sportsnet. That's INF Sportsnet for our Facebook page. This is the Infinity Sports Network.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
There's a lot for us to, you know, hold our heads high about. You know, this team won 5 games 2 years ago, so we're a young group, a pretty inexperienced group, but we came together and had a lot of fun playing with one another, and that's sometimes the worst part of it is, like, you feel like you're really playing your best basketball, and then it has to end, and but like I said, proud of this group, stayed resilient all year, and had a lot of fun today.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever, they were all the rage this season. I don't have to go through all of it, but my mom is a great sample size. She knew about the coaching change, the fact that the Fever had fired Christy Sides before I did. I think I was still sleeping and got a text. Did you know? Did you know the Fever fired their coach? Do you know why? Well, now we do. We are pretty clear as to why they let Christy Sides go. It's because Stephanie White was interested in becoming their head coach. And if you don't know Stephanie's her path, her history, she's a previous coach in the organization, but also played for the organization coming out of her own college career. She's an accomplished player. She was part of the staff when they won their national championship, their title in 2012. And so the fact that they could lure her away from Connecticut was a big deal. And you may remember, if you were following it, WNBA offseason coaching news, I bet more people are following it this year than before. But when Stephanie White and the Connecticut Sun parted ways, it wasn't a firing. It was Stephanie's making this decision because she's got different personal and professional priorities. She's keeping her family in mind, all those things. She's from Indiana. So this is her going home. And she's a great coach as well. So now she gets the challenge of taking the Fever to the next level with Caitlin Clark, with Aaliyah Boston, back-to-back WNBA Rookies of the Year, with Lexi Hall. And all of those players were in attendance along with their new general manager and a lot of the front office peeps. This is really exciting for the Fever to be able to lure in a coach as accomplished as Stephanie White and one that has history with the organization. So again, it feels like she's coming home.
You know, you've got incredibly talented players right here in Caitlin and Aaliyah and Lexi, a team that was incredibly fun to watch, very tough to game plan against. So I'm glad I'm going to get to work with you guys, work with you ladies, instead of having to think about how to stop you. The future is so bright, and our ultimate goal is to hang another banner in the field house. And our ultimate goal is to come back in here after we win that championship and celebrate again like we did in 2012.
So again, her primary reason, in addition to getting this opportunity to coach Caitlin along with Aaliyah Boston, knowing that their brightest days are ahead, she said her primary reason for leaving the Sun was because she wanted to be closer to family who live in Nashville. She's got four kiddos. That's still her off-season home base. But also, she's back in her home state, and she called the Fever franchise a part of my DNA. So, yeah, new opportunity. Of course, she's going to be excited. And they are saying the same things about her, right? Recognizing how instrumental she was in the earlier years of the Fever. I'll give you some of Caitlin's comments, but the enthusiasm, it's there on all sides.
I'm excited. I'm humbled. I'm passionate, I'm competitive, and I'm committed to continuing to move the needle for our league. I love this league. I love the game of basketball. I love the challenges that being at this pivotal moment create. And as a competitor, embrace these opportunities that we have. And, you know, certainly we all know it's not easy. But anybody who's ever done what we do knows that it's worth it.
Well, Stephanie White has done the broadcast side of things for women's college hoops, which, by the way, college basketball tipped off on Monday, which is kind of crazy. I'm just not ready. She watched Caitlin Clark and was part of a bunch of the Iowa games during her tenure there. And, of course, has got the championship on her resume with the Fever, but then kind of branched out and did her own coaching thing when she left the Fever. She decided she wanted to be a head coach, and it wasn't going to happen there. So she's got everything on this resume, a star in high school in Indiana. Then she played at Purdue, also in the same state. She played for the Fever for 4 years. She was part of the staff when they won the title 12 years ago. And she was also the head coach of the Fever in 15 and 16. That was the last time they made the playoffs before Christy Sides and this current version got to the playoffs this season. And who did they run into? Well, they ran into the Connecticut Sun. Well, first of all, Stephanie White got an up-close and personal view, but they also understand what a good coach she is. Clark says, we know how much of a legend she is in Indiana. Now, remember, Clark is a Midwestern girl. She's from Iowa, but they're nearby. I think that's really cool. Playing against her, I would say I felt like her teams always had the best scouts against us. I think that speaks to her knowledge of the game, her way to analyze. She was clearly on to something. Hopefully, in turn, now that she knows how to stop us, that should be a good way to know how to help us beat certain things as well. And then Aaliyah Boston, nothing better than playing for a coach you can already tell she's going to pour into us. So this is a match made in heaven for both the Fever and for Stephanie White, and obviously for the players that are anxious to take that big step forward. You may have heard the WNBA is adding regular season games. They're expanding their playoffs. Hopefully there's no work stoppage, but right now the players' union has voted to opt out of their current contract in the hopes that they will make more money, that they'll get a bigger piece of the pie in light of how popular their league became this year and in light of just the skyrocketing interest in women's sports. So that's good stuff. I mean, I think it's great that she's going back, and I do think she can help them take that next step forward. Now, Christy Sides was good. She was good for what they needed. She took the high road. She just posted something online that said, leave it better than you found it. All the players spoke highly of her as well. It's never an easy thing, right? But it's one of those, and I'm not necessarily comparing a Stephanie White to a Nick Saban, but one of those coaches in women's basketball that if you can get her, you're okay. As hard as it is to move on from the other coach, you're going to make that move. Like, I would think they would probably make a huge step forward. I don't generally predict things, but the fact that they were one of the best teams in the second half of the season last year, and now they're going to have a different coaching pedigree with the history of the organization, all the support that she needs. Yeah, you should be looking for them to come out hot. As long as they're healthy, come out hot once they start next season and be one of the teams and one of the forces to be reckoned with. 855-212-4227. At A-Law Radio is where you can find me online, asking you what's the item you cannot leave home without. This is just a question I stole from Mother Earth. Uh-huh. You just go check it out online and you'll understand what I'm talking about. Also, next hour, we'll reveal your choice for Monday MVP. We've got our TD of the Week poll up as well. It's a Touchdown Tuesday on this election day. While we're talking basketball, though, did you hear about Greg Popovich? He's going to be out indefinitely away from the Spurs. He's dealing with an unexpected health issue. And so, yeah, this is a tough thing. And Chris Paul, he's going to have to be an extension of Coach Popovich on the court.
Everyone within the team and the organization, like, we want to play hard and compete, like, for Pop, you know, because he set a standard. You guys have seen it here for years. We all have. And so I think that's the thing that we want to try to focus on right now is going out there and play, because we know if we don't defend, we know we're going to hear about it.
Right. I can imagine he'll still be engaged. Fact is, he's 75, and it was a health issue over the weekend. So now an indefinite absence. He's been coaching a long time, as in a long time. And it's far more important for him to get healthy. The season's also long. It would go on forever. And so it's good that he can take that time away and has the support of the organization. Of course, he's a Hall of Famer. And actually, Chris Paul went on to say that none of the players have spoken to Pop since his health issue. They just want to give him his space. I hope that doesn't speak to the severity of the issue, meaning that they can't access him. I hope that's not the case, but there's really no timeline. And at this point, they're not discussing the situation. Mitch Johnson's taking over. He's on the bench, and so he's taking over and will be coaching in Pop's absence, but certainly hoping that he can get well soon. His impact on the NBA is it's impossible to summarize, but he is the career wins leader in the league with nearly 1,400 wins, and he's now into season 29 with the Spurs, so it's hard to even imagine the NBA without him, right? A little bit like trying to imagine the NFL without Bill Belichick, but he's turned into a media star somehow. It's really weird. I know that the old cliche is the more things change, the more things stay the same, but sometimes things just change, and it's weird. 1 hour to go. Good morning to you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Hey, y'all. It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk Wayfair. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.